What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Share what's on your mind with us today. And over at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's office, her chief of staff is admitting that the Green New Deal is all about socialism, not climate change. And this sort of dovetails with that statement we got from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change yesterday, that, yeah, this whole climate thing is all about redistributing wealth. So that's what's behind it all. Now, we posted an article on whatreallyhappened.com about how we are, in fact, going to a new solar minimum, that it's going to be probably as bad as the Maunder minimum, which triggered the Little Ice Age. So I keep telling Claire we better buy some really warm clothes for Indiana, because it's going to get cold over there. But yeah, it's all about socialism. It's all about redistributing the wealth. It's a con game. It is a con game. Over in the Congo, they've had an Ebola victim who has slipped through three checkpoints unnoticed to reach Congo's largest city, Goma. And this is a lakeside city of roughly 1 million people. It lies on the border with Rwanda. And Goma is more than 220 miles south of where Ebola was first detected a year ago. It's the largest city to be affected by the outbreak. So far, Congo has seen more than 2,500 people infected by the disease, nearly 1,700 killed. And all it's going to take is for one of these undetectable carriers to get on an airplane, and this thing will be global. You can't seem to get a handle on this. All righty. Last April, SpaceX had this incident, if you will, where they were doing a ground test, and the spacecraft exploded. And SpaceX has now carried out an investigation and announced what caused the spacecraft to explode. They're saying a valve accidentally leaked some of the vehicle's propellant, which started a chain reaction that caused the spacecraft to burst apart. And now that the cause has been identified, SpaceX says it is replacing these parts in all future versions of the vehicle to make sure this does not happen again. Well, these things happen. If you go back and you look at the history of America's space program, and with all the documentaries on about Apollo 11, you can see it. There were a lot of explosions, a lot of rockets that had to be blown up by the range safety officer, because they'd get going in the wrong direction. They were just in a rush and just trying to get the thing going, and there were a lot of problems here. Okay, now, if you have bought a Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, or other dishwasher manufactured and sold in the U.S. in the last 5 years, you may have noticed two things. One, they run forever, for hours. And even when the washing cycle stops, your dishes are still dirty. And according to technicians, the reason for this are federal regulations saying that if you want the dishwasher to work, you need to run hot water before starting the cycle, and you have to pre-wash your dishes. Well, if you're having to pre-wash your dishes, what's the point of having a dishwasher? So apparently, this all goes back to the Obama administration which set new energy and efficiency standards in 2013 that basically made dishwashers totally ineffective. Now, 2 years later, manufacturers tried to push back against the regulations that doubled cycle times without improving cleaning power. A March 2015 letter from GE to the U.S. Department of Energy tried explaining the proposed rules were based on flawed assumptions and risked creating a standard with that was negative on consumers on the viability of dishwasher manufacturers. Now, they've obviously made progress on that because we had to replace the dishwasher here 2 years ago. We got an Amana, and it works great. So what can I tell you? Okay. Over in Crete, first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in Crete, a man has confessed to killing this American scientist. And apparently, the 27-year-old local man was motivated by sexual satisfaction, frustrated with his own life, and he ran Suzanne Eaton down with his car before raping her and then leaving her body in that former Nazi bunker. And forensic evidence showed suffocation as a cause of death. Further forensic examination presented that the body had many broken ribs, face bones, and multiple injuries at both hands. So the suspect told police he spotted Eaton while walking on July 2nd. Near the town of Chania, as she took a break between events at a conference on the island that was attending, she was attending for the fourth time. So the man said that he hit her twice with his car to render her unconscious before putting her in the trunk to transfer to the abandoned World War II era bunk, which he entered via the ventilation shaft. It was not clear exactly when or where the sexual assault took place before the suspect abandoned Eaton in the cave. And police have said they believe she was already deceased when she was left in the cave. So that one has been solved here. Little article, this from Investment Watch blog, and it's talking about all the crumbling infrastructure. There's a New York power outage, 5 hours, and Con Edison is saying there could be more coming in the future. They're not saying what caused it. One report is it was a transformer explosion, but Con Ed is saying it's entirely possible more could happen because the infrastructure isn't up to the load being put on it by the New Yorkers. And this is another aspect of the illegal immigration problem. They're pouring into this country 26 million so far, according to estimates. They're using the water system. They're using the electricity. It was never designed to handle those additional people. So they're talking about the New York City power outages, the failure of the European GPS satellites, and just saying that it seems like a lot of tech is just collapsing at an increased rate. And it does seem like that. And in a way, it's a lot like ancient Rome. Ancient Rome built a lot of amazing works like the aqueducts. And then as they began to decline and went into debt, they couldn't maintain them anymore. And they began to fail. And it looks like we're seeing the same thing here in the United States when you look at all the internet outages that are taking place. Okay. Lindsey Graham is out there saying that 60 different nations are sending people here illegally. It really is out of control. It really is out of control. Okay, over in, not sure exactly where this is taking place. Let me click the page. All righty. Um, This happened over in Great Britain. And apparently, basically, it is this man who is transgender. And he's gone to court to be registered as the father rather than the mother on his child's birth certificate. And apparently the judge has ruled he can go ahead with this. So apparently this transgender man started out as a woman, and now he's got this kid and he wants to be listed as the father. Apparently a Marine Corps veteran has been denied entry to the U.S. Because of a citizenship interview. I would suggest go down to Mexico, learn to speak a little Spanish, and just walk across the border. They'll welcome you in. They'll give you free stuff. No problems here. Okay. Kellyanne Conway has, under orders from the Trump White House, defied a subpoena by the Congress for her supposed violations of the Hatch Act. Now, the Hatch Act is a law that says that people working for the government cannot engage in partisan political activity. And apparently Congress thinks she has done precisely that. They want to talk to her about that. And she has defied the subpoena. Now they're talking about how she should be in prison. She should be fired. I don't think that's going to happen. But apparently there's something else going on over there. Down in Australia, Israelis are going to sue Facebook for $500 billion over Bitcoin market manipulations. So Facebook's dealing with a lot of problems these days. Okay. U.S. house price growth signals a bubble as recession probability rises. Now, I know when I looked earlier, the stock market wasn't doing all that good. Yeah, it ended slightly in the red. Not jump out the window, hit the street red, but a little red. Okay, apparently a security guard pulled a gun on a uniformed sheriff's deputy because the deputy was wearing a service weapon into an office of the IRS. Yeah, I imagine that would make them very, very nervous over there. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. James in Vancouver. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, thanks kindly. People have been talking about these comments being made by people in Congress accusing other people of racism. And nobody's used the word Bolshevik or Bolshevism. And to my mind, what they're doing is like a Bolshevik type of tactic. They're simply making accusations against their political opponents. And there's no proof, there's no basis for it. But it's a tactic that was used, I think, years ago. It's been used, and this is what I think everybody's seeing, and they're reacting to it, because I think people in America, this is not exactly their way. I was born in Canada, but I was raised in the United States for until I was about 18, 19, and this is not the way people, at least years ago, it wasn't like that in the Congress. Even though they were fighting with each other, I don't think they resorted to this kind of name calling.
No, this is a new phenomenon, and not just within the Congress. And I was commenting just yesterday, we seem to have lost the art of the debate, where we can have a reasonable discussion between thesis, antithesis, leading to synthesis, and instead we just hurl bad words at each other over social media.
My maternal grandfather was an American, and so was my maternal grandmother. And my grandfather was a real New Dealer. He supported FDR. So, you know, he was he was, maybe you could say he was left, but in those days, my grandmother, on the other hand, was a Republican. But in those days, you could have a conversation. You could, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is what you could disagree, and everybody, kept on with their lives, and it was okay. But this new element, which has come into America, this is something that I think everybody's got to watch and be careful of. So, anyway, that's it. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And yeah, you're absolutely right. This is not the way America used to be, where we just scream at each other, you're a Nazi, you're racist, you're an anti-Semite. And that's really not a discussion. It's not a discussion at all. Okay. Apparently, in an effort to fix the pensions problem, Congress is now sticking the U.S. taxpayers with a $6 trillion liability. So, again, they're kicking that can down the road. All right. Apparently, somebody is still editing Jeff Epstein's Wikipedia page here. Let's see. Beto O'Rourke came out with a statement. In my administration, we're going to make sure no one is criminally prosecuted for being a human being, which I wasn't aware that anybody was prosecuted just for being a human being. But in any event, it's now irrelevant because of the last presidential poll, he got 0% of the respondents. Okay. Here's another story. This is coming out of naturalblaze.com. Virginia Tech scientists have found that in regions where oil field wastewater disposal is widespread, meaning they're injecting water down these holes, they're saying the injected water has a higher density than the deep naturally occurring fluids. Earthquakes are getting deeper at the same rate as the wastewater sinks. Well, yeah, it makes sense. It's a lubricant. And more than that, if you're putting it down there under pressure, it's going to force the rock apart. Now, out at the 29 Palms military base, they discovered this years ago. They were disposing of some wastewater down an earthquake fault, and all of a sudden they started getting a swarm of quakes. And they stopped pumping the wastewater down the fault, and the quakes stopped. So it's not like this is an entirely new idea. And we know there's quake activity associated with fracking. So this really shouldn't come as a surprise. But I'm sure from the point of view of the oil companies, they're saying, well, we got to put this water someplace. I mean, it's contaminated with oil. It's not like anybody can drink it or cook with it. Well, maybe it needs to be cleaned up. Maybe it needs to be purified. Maybe that could be a new profit center for the oil companies. Clean water. But yeah, of course there's going to be a link between wastewater injection and quakes. We've known that for a long, long time. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let me just clear this out of the way. Okay. Yeah, I'm just getting this message now. Over at Deutsche Bank, apparently there is now a run on the bank. Apparently $1 billion per day are being pulled out by their clients. So, yeah, it's serious, serious problems over there at Deutsche Bank. And we have been following Deutsche Bank for a very long time. They have been involved in a certain degree of crookedness. And as I mentioned before, I had a friend who worked for Deutsche Bank who kept dropping hints about some very nasty doings over there and died. They claimed it was a suicide. I'm not convinced, but I didn't pry into it out of respect for the family. So, yeah, I think the time has come for Deutsche Bank to sort of face up to their behavior. And if enough money gets taken out of Deutsche Bank, they will collapse. The big question after that is, how will this affect world markets and world banking? Because Deutsche Bank is huge. They were considered one of the too big to fail banks. but it looks like they may fail. So be keeping an eye on them. Okay, as you know, there was an Antifa terror attack on a Tacoma ICE facility in which the gentleman was killed, and apparently he wrote this Antifa manifesto before it was all done. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez refuses to condemn this attack on the ICE facility. She thinks it's a great thing. She thinks it's wonderful here. Apparently somebody actually asked Representative Ilhan Omar if she was pro-Al-Qaeda, and she refused to answer. Meanwhile, down in Puerto Rico, things are not pleasant. A lot of rioting going on there. And the White House has issued your typical bland statement. The unfortunate events of the past week in Puerto Rico prove the president's concerns about mismanagement, politicalization, and corruption have been valid. We remain committed to Puerto Rico's recovery and steadfast in protecting taxpayers and the Puerto Rico survivors from political corruption and financial abuse. So we'll see what's happening there. Apparently, Judge Amy Berman Jackson has declared that Roger Stone violated his gag order, and he is now banned from all social media. Okay. So, okay. Apparently, Secret Deodorant is the first sponsor to support U.S. women's claims of pay discrimination. They have donated about $500,000 to whoever it is who says they're going to fix this pay discrimination. But again, the idea of everybody getting paid exactly the same, you disincentivize achievement. And I have a problem with that, because you want people to work harder in the expectation they'll be paid more. You want them to have more skills in the expectation they'll be paid more. Now, back when it was this women's soccer team that was capturing the headlines and they were screaming that we're not being paid enough, somebody pointed out, you know, your pay depends on how much you pull in terms of the gate, how many people come to see your games. And the fact is that the audiences for the men's soccer team are much larger and generate more revenue. And that's just the reality. If everybody's being paid exactly the same, there's no reason to try and do a better job. You just sit there and, you know, push papers here because you know you're going to get the same payment no matter what. And I don't think that's a very good way to run the system. Getting a raise is a way of a company saying, we recognize that you're doing a good job for us, and we want to reward you for working harder and producing more. So, apparently the U.S. transit system has a $100 billion maintenance backlog. And that's despite the U.S. government spending $14 billion a year on subsidies for local rail and bus transit. So $100 billion maintenance backlog. We got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right to the telephones to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me, Mr. Mike?
I hear you just fine.
Cool, cool, cool. I wanted to say something about the terror attack and about AOC on the ICE facility. You said a little while ago that she won't condemn it. You know, she thinks it's a good thing. And then, you know, a couple I had heard, I don't remember if it was the governor of California or a mayor of where it was at, saying how it was a right-wing person that wanted to attack the immigrants or the migrants that were in the facility. I mean, this is completely utter sanity and a complete attack and, like you said, a terror thing. I mean, I thought AOC was the height of insanity, but I guess I was proven wrong on that one. I thought that was the height of insanity was when she was elected to Congress.
Yeah, a lot of people were scratching their head and wondering, first of all, how she won that primary, and second, how she won the general election, because, you know, she's really great at keeping her face in front of the news cameras, but some of the stuff she says, you have to wonder what's going on inside that brain of hers.
Sometimes I wonder if there's a brain at all, you know. The whole thing is perplexed and bedazzled, and I'm just utterly in shock and awe over the insanity. I mean, I'm pretty young, Mike. I'm just turned 35 on Friday. And, you know, it's, I don't want to live in a constitutional republic that we, that our founding fathers had set up. I don't want to live in an empire. And this empire needs to fall. I mean, it's insane. It's just, what do we as my generation of people, I guess you could call me a millennial, I don't know, but what do we do? I mean, we got to live here too, and it's, I don't see no fixing this. And it kind of breaks
well,
my heart.
You know, I refuse to advocate for violent action, and so the only other option is to take the Gandhi approach, you know, nonviolent, non-cooperation, and just wait for the whole system to fall apart.
And it looks like to me it's unraveling, you know, day
yes.
by day. I mean, it's just the Epstein thing and, you know, like I think Art Off the Grid said the other day with the whole Epstein thing, if this isn't the straw that breaks the American public's back, you know, because it's naked and open corruption, nothing will. I mean, and I see the people in the media, like I think you had said a little while ago, the four people... The four Democratic women, this could be a distraction from that. And yeah, everything's always a distraction. We're always distracted from something that they don't want us to find out what's going on. I mean, and it's insane. I don't know what to do.
Well, I wish I had more advice for you, but I've already given it the Gandhi approach. And because... I don't want to see a revolution in this country. I don't want to see a civil war because the wrong people always get killed and crippled in these sorts of things.
I think you told me before, not maybe not directly towards me, but the first casualty of war is the truth. I mean, and look how the truth is being assassinated all around us.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
And I wanted to say this. I hope you have a great and wonderful move to Indiana, and I'm glad that Miss Claire is feeling a lot better. And I just,
yes.
Everything, you know, that's, I think we need to pull together as an Americans and put everything aside, all of our differences, and just be Americans. And that's, I would love to see that. I would love to see that day, but I don't know if we can do it. I don't know. I want to see it. I really do. But
just remember, all empires fall. All empires
fall. Well, you have a great day, Mr. Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Kevin. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in Montana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. You were talking a little bit earlier about the saltwater disposal and, you know, what they were pumping down hole. Here's the problem. I worked in the oil field for a number of years down in Texas. And on the North Slope and a few other places. So when you pump the oil out of the ground, you basically get three things. You get the crude oil, the gases, mostly natural gas, and then you get salty brine, what they call salty brine, which is the water that comes out of the ground from those wells is absolutely toxic. It's full of benzene. It's full of salt water. I mean, it would if you light it out on the ground, it'd kill everything. So what happened, what they used to do is they used to pump that into a lined pit, and they'd let it evaporate, and then they could scoop up what solids were left, and they could dispose of them properly. Well, environmentalism and the EPA says you couldn't do that anymore. So now they have to pump them down hole. And because of, again, EPA restrictions, you can't pump them back down the same hole that you pumped them out of. You have to pump them down a disposal well. And like in West Texas, mm-hmm. there wasn't a lot of them. I know that in Oklahoma, there were certain areas where there was one for every 100 wells. So what you're doing is you're displacing the water into a place where it wasn't before. And you're absolutely right. You had mentioned that it fractures up the shale layers. And that's what it's causing a problem. And I've always said that. I've been saying that for 10 years, that it's not the drilling and it's not the oil and gas that they're pulling out of the ground that's causing the earthquakes. It's the disposal wells. And if you look at those disposal wells, especially in Ohio, because Ohio was, you know, they've had a hotbed of activity for drilling. If you find where those disposal wells and you draw a circle around them, you'll find that within those circles is where the earthquakes are happening. And I've said that. Nobody believes me. It's not the pumping of the salt water per se. It's the pumping of the salt water down the hole where it wasn't before. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
And I've tried to tell people that it's not that drilling. It's not the drilling at all that causes it. Now, I guess indirectly it's the drilling activity, but it's them pumping that salty brine down the hole because they can't, you know, let it evaporate like they used to. That would be the best option, when we go back to the lined pits and lay it out, let it evaporate, and then do away with the solids in a properly, you know, disposable, you know, like somewhere over in New Mexico where they put nuclear waste.
Yeah, or out at Hanford. What a mess they've made of that place.
Yeah. But that salt water, it's no more toxic than what's in the ground. It's absolutely no more toxic than what's in the ground.
Yeah, but it is the pumping of it back into the ground through the disposal wells at high pressure that is fracturing the shale layers, lubricating them, and leading to these earthquakes. I mean, I have a little saved page on my browser that looks at the world's earthquakes, and I'm always seeing all these quakes around Oklahoma. Oklahoma never used to have quakes.
Right. Right, and it has to do with the disposal wells. I'm firmly convinced of it. You know, like I said, if you find the disposal wells, and they're fine, you know, you do a little search on the internet, you can find where the disposal wells are. They're called SWD, salt water disposal. And you draw a circle around it, and you'll see that almost every earthquake in these places that don't have earthquakes, you know, traditionally, is within those circles around those disposal wells. And you're right, Oklahoma never had earthquakes until they started disposing salt water down those holes. And you're also right about the high pressure causing the fracturing of the shale layers. And that also allows them to pump more crap down there, you know, more and more salt water. But pumping the salt water per se isn't the problem. It's the high pressure and pumping way more down those wells than was there originally.
Yes.
So I think that they could probably fix it, again, by going back to the old way of doing it, where they lined a pit next to the well, they pumped that salty brine out into the pit. Most of the stuff that's in that salty brine will evaporate, and the sun will destroy a lot of it. And what's left is they actually used to take that salt that was left, and they'd haul it up to Michigan and those other places and put salt on the roads in the wintertime, and they'd put it on the roads. So I'm not a mouthpiece for the industry, but I do work in the industry, so I know a little bit about it. And I think that if they went back to that old way, the problem is that you had mentioned the, you know, water reclamation. If you want to pay about $50 a gallon for gasoline, you could start throwing more environmental stuff on it. That's my opinion. The more environmental stuff that you throw into the industry, the more that it's going to get passed on to the end consumer.
Oh, yeah, it's always passed on to the end consumer.
But as a company, especially, you know, a publicly held company, I mean, do you want to suck up the cost of doing that kind of stuff? You know, I'm a stockholder in a couple companies. I want my bottom line to look good, but I also want them to be environmentally responsible. And when you start getting into setting up water reclamation systems, that's not good. Plus, where are you going to put the water? You have to pump them down those wells at high pressure. You can't just dump them into the Pecos River.
Well, again, I think the villain in all of this is the Environmental Protection Agency, which has just made a whole series of bad decisions, one after the other, because, as you said, the way they used to do it was working just fine, and the EPA says you can't do that. And then they mandate an alternative method of disposal, which it turns out to be causing these earthquakes.
Exactly. And again, it goes back to the inefficiency and the ability of these government agencies to be pressured by environmental groups, other groups also. I'm not saying that the the oil industry doesn't do the same thing. What I am saying is that they can allow themselves to be pressured, and that's what's happening. The environmental groups are pressuring them. Oil companies are pressuring them. You know, the Save the Whale groups are pressuring them. And by the time it's all done, it all goes to court, which costs we the people more money. And eventually, depending on who the judge is, they'll probably side with the environmental groups. The old way really did work well, and it was the best that we have. I'm not saying it's the best, but it's the best that we have.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the information and the update. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Ken in New York. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. When I was listening to you before talking about the dishwasher, I started thinking about something else. I was thinking about the CAFE standards on cars. You're familiar with that? About the fuel,
yeah.
The corporate average fuel. Okay. I'm wondering, is that the cars, new cars today appear to be made like tinfoil and plastic. I see
yes.
An accident. Okay. And I'm wondering, is it the fuel economy that drives this, or is the manufacturer just making it cheaper? Because I seen an accident about a month ago, and I noticed something about it I didn't notice before. A car got hit in the side. It looked like to be fairly new, and the skin was peeled back. It was like torn back, and I saw the frame, and the frame looked like it was perforated in manufacturing. Is that to save metal, or is it to cause crumpling? It's incredible.
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, cars were built to basically try and survive a collision undamaged. But it was realized that the passengers inside would basically bounce around. And so the idea was to make the cars crumple to reduce the amount of G-force on the occupants. And in doing this, of course, the frames became perforated. This actually saved metal for the manufacturers. They made the parts a lot thinner. So it was a combination of the... making the cars easy to crumple, supposedly the idea being that the car would not survive the collision, but that you would, and along with just making the cars less expensive.
I'm looking for a classic. I'm tired. I just threw a perfectly good car away recently because of marginal oxygen sensors and marginal catalytic converter threw a whole bunch of codes up, and it would have cost $1,200 just to get to second base to find out the rest of what was wrong with it. And the structural, and I'm not sure that you can, you know, doesn't there come a point where you can trade safety for financial ruin? Because, you know, you can get a pickup truck today that costs $50,000-$60,000, and one little bump and the car's practically destroyed, especially if you're leasing it, which I wouldn't anyway, but it can be a terrible financial burden.
Well, generally you would think that a pickup truck is going to be built a little bit more sturdy than a street sedan. Again, it's just about more money and, getting you to sign that loan agreement. And, you know, the cars are designed to basically only last between 5 and 8 years, depending upon the price, with the idea that, yes, you're going to buy a new car somewhere down the road. And leasing is becoming more and more popular by the auto companies because it basically commits you to renewing the lease every so many years.
I just like to mention one thing before I go, is that I was looking on Craigslist and looking at cars, and I saw a pickup truck, and it said that it looked like it was fairly new, and it said $759. I went and looked inside the ad, and there was a guy begging people to take over his payments of $759 a month. I can't imagine anybody being
going to see a lot of that. You know, people have committed to these car loans, and all of a sudden they lose their job, or they have to take a job at lower pay, and, you know, they get into trouble. And actually, that would be a wonderful opportunity for somebody who wanted that truck. But, you know, the cost of living is getting very high. That's why we're moving to Indiana. We literally cannot afford to live here in Hawaii anymore. And, you know, we're starting to look at Indiana and realize the cost of living is going to be much lower down there. Anyway, listen, Ken, need to let you go.
Thank you.
Need to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones. Al in West Virginia. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to recap on that, on the oil wells here, the Marcella Shell drilling. There's a lot of that going on here. It has been for years. What they're doing here is they're after they frack with this what they're putting in the well, which is the chemicals in the water, then they bring it back up and they separate the sand from the brine, which is the liquid and all the chemicals. They take the liquid to big pits. They put it in these pits. Supposedly they're going to, you know, defuse whatever is in them, and, you know, treat them. And which this one right down the road from me, a few miles, is right beside of a water treatment plant that, for drinking water, believe it or not. Doesn't make sense. But the sand, they're putting in these steel boxes, and these steel boxes are about probably 10 foot by 8 foot and 8 foot wide, fit on these semi-trailers, and they haul them right in the middle. They're sealed up tight, and that's what they fill the sand in, and they're taking them out of state somewhere. I was told Ohio, but I don't know for sure. Now, the sand, supposedly, which the water and sand was all mixed together, is supposedly highly radioactive, because the deeper that you go into the earth, there's more radiation. Now, and I do know that the people with these plants, with the brine plants, because I have friends there that's guards, they have radiation meters, and every truck that comes in there with the brine, with the liquid part, checks them trucks, and if they're too high, then they won't let them in. But that's what's going on around here anyways. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, thank you for the information there. And yeah, when you're dealing with radiation, that can be really very, very tricky. Nobody knows what to do with this stuff. You know, we've got that mess out there in Hanford. They're trying to clear that up. But it's got to be put somewhere. And that's always the big problem, because the NIMBYs will come out. They're not in my backyard people, and we can understand why they don't want the radiation near their homes, because there really is no such thing as a safe level of radiation. But as far as the brine component, if that other caller, Mark, was correct, those containers you're talking about are being sent somewhere else where the water can be pumped into a disposal well.
Right. I don't know what they're doing with the sand, but I know what they're doing with the brine here. And you can see, you could go on Google Earth, actually, and you could see the pits. They're huge. They're like great big, they're like small lakes, and they're lined, and they're pumping it in there. I guess they evaporate as much as they can is what they're doing. And then how they're decontaminating it, I have no idea, which I don't see that happening.
All right. Well, Al, thank you very much for the phone call. We got to let you go. We're at the end of the program. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learned here on the program with everybody else that you know. Use email, face-to-face, bring back the sneaker net. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.